Hi, I'm Jamesetta Bedford, and I'm running for Orange County Commissioner in District 1. I have really enjoyed the 2 terms, the 7 years I've served so far, and we are making progress on many fronts. And in particular, we're hoping to have a diversion center, which is for people with mental health issues or a crisis, but also going to include community resource space located next to the Hillsboro Hospital. I just find that inspiring, something I'd like to see through. So the top 3 issues that we face and that my campaign is based upon includes the big umbrella of affordability. Second is climate action and the environment. And then the third one, after the shootings in Minnesota, I think is our response to the lawlessness in the federal government and their economic policies. We know housing in particular went up on average 52% with our revaluation. That's pricing young families out. Enrollment is down in Chapel Hill Carbondale City Schools by over 1,000 in just 4 years. We held our tax rate at 1.19 cents, but basically inflation is outpacing our revenue sources, and that is something long-term we have to deal with. Everything is combining to make it very expensive to live in Orange County and in District 1 in particular. At the county level, we're working on our land use 2050 plan. It's been many, many years since we've updated that. The majority of the board believes that the only way that we get affordable housing is if we build it with nonprofit partners. And to that end, in 2024, we spent $5 million helping with different projects and realized we needed to put 3 tranches, so that's $15 million every 10 years and just spend it, replenish it, spend it, replenish it. So we're working on that. We had a lot of people across the county, but mostly in the unincorporated areas, come to speak to us during the budget season about how they were afraid of being forced out, and they have lived here for generations. So while we have a longtime homeowners assistance program that really helps folks pay about 25% of the portion of their county taxes, we don't really have a solution for renters. And not only are our taxes a bit high, people complain that they aren't fair. The whole system we know needs to be redone. So we have a tax work group with housing nonprofits, community members, staff, 3 commissioners. What is our staffing look? What do our procedures need to change? Everything is open for change to make this a fair process. That might not make it more affordable. I got to tie it back to the question there, but it will at least be fair. So that's something we need to work on. 2 years ago, we adopted a climate action plan. Previously, our budget included only $50,000 for sustainability projects. Now we have 2.5 staff, and we're permeating climate action across departments. We have a wonderful plan, and we're trying to use it. And even like with the school bond, updating those schools, building new schools, will include all of the building sustainability features. And we just at our last meeting approved grants for some community projects. I think protecting the planet, given the federal government's not doing it and denying it, is a responsibility that local government can embrace and help fund. I think in this past year, our attitude locally has been, that's okay, local government really has the most profound impact upon you. We're going to be able to fund our programs and have a social safety net, and we'll do what we can do, and we'll get through these next 4 years. But in the last several months, we have just seen the criminality and the fear intimidation. People are worried about having secure and safe elections. People are worried about going out. They're fearing being kidnapped and having no constitutional recourse. I think it's time that we need to acknowledge that. We at the county commissioner level have considered in closed session, you know, what's our line? We've seen economic impacts already, and we know they're coming with Medicaid and with SNAP, right, with a 25% cost share. And I think we need to be more organized that nonprofits can't carry it alone. It's just across all the systems, and I think we have to stop pretending and start preparing. Being an accountant, having worked for 20 plus years with small businesses, with individuals, and recognizing the tax law changes is a help and a benefit to the board. I think my experience, having served 3 terms on the school board, having been chair and vice chair for 6 of those 12 years, having been chair for 3 years, elected by my fellow colleagues on the county commissioner to try to balance the needs and the wants and the desires with the pocketbook and for future generations. In the last 4 years in particular, the Buckhorn Economic Development District has just grown and grown with commercial businesses moving in. Morinaga's done a second expansion. We have steel moving and expanding. We just did an incentives package to recruit Sattell. We are recruiting and we have those jobs and they're good paying jobs. When voters see my name on the ballot, I want them to think of Jamesetta as being a caring woman who really cares for people, especially those who don't have everything, for children, for seniors, for those with disabilities, and who has a really good memory, who listens and will make that extra effort to collaborate and to partner for the benefit of the residents in Orange County and visitors and students and everyone who works here as well.